Voters in New Orleans will decide in a referendum tomorrow whether to abandon the city's term limits so that Mayor Marc Morial can run for a third term. Morial says the city needs proven, stable leadership. But term limit supporters say the city charter should not be changed for one man's political ambitions. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
It's just a few days before the referendum, and Mayor Marc Morial's campaign organization is mobilizing.
People for continued progress.
Volunteers pick up red and white vote yes signs from a small campaign headquarters in a working class New Orleans neighborhood.
You back again? You ran out of stuff? I'm gonna give you some more stuff so you can go back out.
The volunteers are working to keep Morial as mayor. The city's 1954 charter, which set up a mayor-council form of government, limited mayors to two consecutive terms. But in the referendum, voters can amend the charter and allow Morial to run for a third term in February's election. Morial says voters should have that option.
Term limits in and of themselves sort of are an insult to the intelligence of the voters. It sort of suggests that the voters don't have the intelligence to throw a bad person out or keep a good person in.
Morial would likely win a third term if voters let him run again. He's one of the most popular mayors in the city's history, with a 64% approval rating. Morial says New Orleans is a better place to live and visit than when he first took office in 1994.
We had the worst of times because we had crime, police corruption, double-digit unemployment. Now we're a city that is a renaissance city. We're a city that's rebounded, but a city that still has critical problems.
Morial argues that he should stay to solve those problems, chief among them struggling city schools. But opponents say he could do that by running for the school board. They say the third-term referendum is nothing more than a power grab.
Mayor Marc Morial tells us that his million-dollar campaign for a third term is about education. It's not. It's about just him. It's about his changing the rules in midstream just to increase his own power. Don't we deserve it? Our city charter has a two-term limit to prevent abuse of power.
This television ad was paid for by Citizens to Save Our Charter, which is funded by other candidates for mayor. Local attorney Ron Nabon is with the group.
We shouldn't change our charter for the political ambitions of any one person, whether or not that person's done a good job or a bad job. It's bigger than Mayor Morial.
Nabon says even New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani backed away from trying to extend his tenure during a crisis. Nabon concedes that Morial has been an effective mayor, but says that's no reason to change a charter that imposed term limits as a balance to the city's strong mayor form of government. Mayors here have broad administrative powers, from appointing department heads to awarding lucrative government contracts.
They said, we'll give you all this power, but we're going to say we're going to put a limit on it. You have two terms to do it, and after two terms, you have to leave office.
Morial has the political advantage in this campaign, with his popularity, a strong get-out-the-vote organization, and much more money than his opponents. But that might not be enough. Three times in the last 40 years, voters here have refused to allow a consecutive third term for other popular mayors, including Marc Morial's father. Ernest Dutch Morial was the city's first African-American mayor. He tried to change the charter twice, in 1983 and 1985. And voters are again reluctant to approve a third term, according to University of New Orleans political scientist Susan Howell.
The opposition is very strong. It's almost 2-1 against changing the charter. So there seems to be some sort of stability to the attitude of changing terms.
Even if Morial fails to win the support of voters to seek a consecutive third term, the city's charter does not prevent him from running for mayor again in 2006. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.